The word for today is give God the first moments of your day. In Psalm 63 and verse 1 we read, "Early will I seek thee." What are the first moments of your day like? Do you turn on the TV or rush into the bathroom or allow your to-do list to come rushing in? Instead, try lying there quietly and allowing God to speak to you. With your mind a blank slate and your heart open, he will give you insights, ideas, solutions to problems, and the knowledge that he'll be with you today. Silence need not be awkward or embarrassing, for to be with one you love without the need for words is a beautiful and satisfying form of communication. I remember times when our children used to come running to me, all of them clattering at once about the events of their day. It was wonderful to have them share their feelings with me. But there were also times when they came to me wanting only to be held, to have me stroke their heads and caress them into sleep. And so it is sometimes with us and God our Father. At times your most powerful prayers will be thoughts rather than words. Your words are limited by your vocabulary, but your thought life is an arena of infinite capacity in which God can give you life-changing concepts. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 2 verse 16, "We have the mind of Christ. So be still and let him think his thoughts through you." John writes, "You have an anointing from the Holy One and you know all things." 1 John 2 verse 20. God can cause you to know what you need to do. So give him the first moments of your day. And that's the word for today on UCB.